After more than 2 years of silence between the two countries, delegations from North and South Korea have met and talked for about 11 hours. The two sides held the historic meeting in the so-called truce village of Panmunjom, in the demilitarized zone between the North and South. But when it came to North Korea's continued testing of nuclear weapons, discussions ground to a halt. The North Koreans lodged what they called a strong complaint after the South raised the topic of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The North's chief negotiator, Ri Son-gwon, says there's nothing to talk about with its neighbours on that topic, warning it risks undermining the progress made.
Regarding the nuclear issues, our strategic weapons, including atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, and intercontinental ballistic missiles, are aimed only at the United States, not our brethren.
Regional tensions have been high after North Korea pursued a series of nuclear missile tests. The tension has been further heightened by a continuing exchange of threats and insults between leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump. The United States says for it to participate in future talks, disarmament must be up for debate. But a statement from South Korea's Unification Ministry has played down the issue, saying South Korea feels hopes of a resolution are still alive. Ahead of the meeting, the head of South Korea's negotiators, Cho Myung-yeon, expressed optimism over the relationship.
People in South Korea have a strong desire for reconciliation and peace on the Korean Peninsula. I will work hard to deliver a nice gift to them.
South Korea invited North Korea to send a team of athletes to the upcoming Winter Olympics it's hosting, and North Korea has agreed, saying it will send a large delegation. South Korea has also proposed both countries marching together in the opening ceremony. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says he's impressed.
The Olympics and Paralympics are festivals of peace. So the North's change in stance with regard to the Pyeongchang Olympics should be taken positively.
Importantly, a joint statement from the two Korean sides has announced military talks will be organized to resolve problems through dialogue and avoid accidental conflict. And the North's military hotline to South Korea is resuming as of today. No mention was made of bringing forward cross-border family reunions in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday, though. Regardless, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang says the outcomes are promising.
As a close neighbour of the Korean Peninsula, China welcomes and supports these positive moves. We hope the talks this time could make a good start for the North and the South to improve their mutual relations and ease the peninsula tension.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.